Blog Talk Radio.
We want to welcome you to another episode on MBKI's Radio Broadcasting Network. Prepare yourselves and get ready and allow the Spirit of the Lord to transform your mind. And here's your host, Apostle Anthony Baxter.
Somebody needs to make that confession of faith tonight. Say it.
I will never be the same. Not after being with you.
Amen, amen, amen. I want to welcome each and every person to MBKI's Podcasting Network. Hallelujah. Tonight is Kingdom Encounter. Are y'all ready to encounter the kingdom? Amen. When you go through the word of God, you have the ability to go higher, to go deeper, and to experience, hallelujah, the kingdom of God. Amen. Glory be to God. So we're going to go ahead and open up in prayer. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we give you thanks. We give you honor. We give you praise, Father God, for you are worthy of it all. Amen, Father God. We love you, Father. We love you, and we love you, and we thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done in this day and every day, Father. We thank you for the breath of life that you've given us to take part in this day you have made, Father God. Hallelujah. And I decree and declare that everybody just rejoice, rejoice and be glad in this day that he has made and given us. Amen. Hallelujah. Prepare the hearts and minds of your people, Father God. Hallelujah. As we dig into the topic of leadership, Lord God, remove me out of the way that your spirit may take total control of this vessel, that the words that come out of my mouth may not be my words, but be your words delivered in power, Father God, hallelujah, to shift, transform, and change the minds and hearts of your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we give thanks, we give praise, and we give honor to you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We're just going to go ahead and go in. Hallelujah. Where would you go? Where would you go without the love of Christ? Where would you go? Where would you be? Hallelujah. Without the love of Christ. Hallelujah. So we're just going to invite his spirit into this room. Amen. That he may fill the room. Amen. Glory be to God. Just continue to worship. Continue to worship. Continue to worship. Hallelujah.
Father, you're so faithful. You're so holy. You're so perfect. You're so near. You're so near. You're so close. We acknowledge your presence in this place. Oh, Father, we acknowledge your presence in this place. We thank you for the opportunity to be close to you. We thank you for the opportunity to be a part of what you're doing to the earth. Hallelujah. Creation is groaning, awaiting for your sons and daughters to realize who they are. So, Father, we thank you for allowing us to be a part of a movement that's awakening sons and daughters. Hallelujah. That's awakening the dead. That's awakening the sleeping soul. Hallelujah. We thank you for the resurrection power that's in worship. Hallelujah. We thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your spirit. That the same power that resurrected Jesus Christ from the dead is the same spirit and the same power that lives inside of us even now as we worship. Father, we worship from our spirits, hallelujah, not from a fleshly place, but from our spirits. We worship from our souls. We dig deep wells of worship. This is all about you. This is all about you. This is all about you. No one is the star. There's no celebrities. There's no one man. It's only about Jesus. Hallelujah. It's only about Jesus. It's only about Jesus. You are our attention. direction. You are our focus. You are our one desire. Father, it's you. Jesus, it's you. Savior, it's you. Master, it's you. Holy, it's you. It's you. It's you. It's you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, as we sing these songs tonight, as you've done before, let it not just stay in this room. Let the purity and the power of these songs resonate in hearts all around the world. Let your presence that we house in this room, let it be on every lyric. Let it be on every melody. Let it ride on every word. Let your presence be made manifest in every home that this hour is played. Father, we're asking for more. We're asking for more. We're not satisfied with what has been. We are asking for more of your presence. We are not content with what has been. We are asking for more of your glory, more of your power, more of your spirit. Father, we pray for these minstrels, every leader that sings, every minstrel that plays tonight. Father, would you play and sing through them? Lead their hands, lead their speak in their ears, even play out new melodies in their ears. Let the sound of heaven be so loud. Open up their spirits to be more sensitive and aware of what you want to do in the music realm, Father. Lead us tonight. We are nothing without you. We are nothing without you. There's no artistry, there's no MAV, there's no anything. We are nothing without your hand and your grace. For it's not by might or by power, but by your spirit. Put your spirit on this thing, Father. Put your spirit on this thing. Let your pleasure be known and felt. Hallelujah. Let your pleasure be known and felt on these songs tonight. We desire to make you smile. Just for 15 seconds, just fill this room with worship. Come on.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we just give you praise. We give you honor, Father. We thank you. Oh, God, we thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. We thank you for your presence. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, for taking our minds and clearing out this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, the things that have gone wrong in this day. Hallelujah. But how many of us know that nothing goes wrong? It goes exactly as planned. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, because God has purpose in any and everything that goes on in your life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Whatever the enemy may has planned, whatever snag or trap or ditch you may have failed in, glory be to God. God, hallelujah, will get the glory out of it. So get back up, dust yourself off, and keep it pushing. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I just want to take some time to go over some house cleaning. Amen. Glory be to God. This Friday, we are not going to have beta mentoring. Amen. We're not going to have beta mentoring this Friday. Hallelujah. We have some things that we're going to be doing, some appreciation to some individuals that have really stepped up and helped us out when it comes to delivering the food and to the families in need. We delivered over 232 boxes of food and then two pallets of all kind of other food, hallelujah, to the families in need here on Friday. So we want to let them know how much we appreciate their help. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Saturday, hallelujah, the hour of power. Hallelujah. My wife, Prophetess Donna Baxter, she's in the process of seeking God for a new day and time, because Saturday is our day to take care of families in need. Amen. So we will be getting back with you on that. Hallelujah. But we got Wednesday's King. We got Wednesday's Kingdom Encounter Bible study. Amen. And we have Sunday's, hallelujah, must be Kingdom, My Brother's Keepers Men's Ministry, where we're going over the measures of a man, 20 characteristics of a true leader. Amen. Glory be to God. How many of you know that a man is a leader? And God is calling, hallelujah, his men back to the rightful position as leaders, not just in the church, but in the home, in the community, in their jobs. Hallelujah. Wherever we go, we should be leaders. We should, that should just come off of us, just that aura of leading. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But how many of you know, before you can be a leader, you have to be a follower? Amen. Glory be to God. The problem is many don't want to follow. Hallelujah. And that's why we're in the position that we're in today. We got lead. We don't got leaders. We got lead. Why? Because when they grew a little bit, they thought they knew everything, and they just went on and started doing their own thing. So they didn't get everything that they needed. Hallelujah. This is why you get a lot of leaders caught up in their emotions when things don't go the way they're supposed to go, because they're not mature leaders. Amen. Mature leaders are mature emotionally, spiritually, and physically. Amen. Glory be to God. So we're going to be going over some things today, because some individuals need to understand what leadership is all about. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Here at MBKI, we tell the truth. It's not sold, but it is told. Amen. Glory be to God. Is there anything else I need to go over before we get started here? Yes. It's one. Oh, my God. First off, let me say this. I want to thank God for this day, and I want to thank him for being ahead of my life. I want to thank him for pulling me out of the mirror. I want to thank him, hallelujah, for taking me, hallelujah, and shining me up and setting me up on a hill. Amen. Glory be to God. And then I want to thank my wife for climbing up on the hill. Amen. And coming and becoming one with me. Amen. You know, it says the two shall become one. See, that's the problem with a lot of marriages. Y'all still look at yourselves as two, but you're one. Amen. It ain't him and her, it's us. My wife always tells me I say I too much. You know, I'm taking French, people. I'm taking French. I'm getting that wee thing down. I'm getting it down. Now, when I say I don't mean I, like, you know, prideful. I, it's just I. But, you know, my wife, you know, a happy life's a happy wife. So, you know, amen. Amen to that. Amen. Hallelujah. I won't be in the rain tonight. Glory be to God. Oh, we like to have fun. Listen, people, listen. We are going to be going over leadership. This is going to be a four-week series upon leadership. I've been asking God, you know, since we have went through the last series, what is next? You know, we have leadership. He gave me loyalty. Amen. He gave me spiritual fathers. Hallelujah. So you know what a spiritual father is, how he's supposed to be, what is his job, and then what is your job as well. See, all these things is like, you know, I'm like, but God, okay, which one? And leadership really stuck out, because we are in a time where there's a new generation of leaders that are coming up. They need to know what a true leader by the word of God is, and what they are called to do to be that disciple to the leader that is leading them into leadership. Amen. Does that make you get that? Y'all get that? Okay. All right. So first thing we want to do, we want to find out what is the definition of leadership. Okay. Now, a Christian leader is someone who is called by God to lead. He is to lead with and through a Christ-like character. So what am I saying? I'm saying that he is to lead by God and through the Spirit of God. So if you have the Spirit of God, you have the fruits of the Spirit. And these fruits of the Spirit is what you're going to see in this leader. You ain't going to see him cussing. You ain't going to see him all caught up in his emotions. You ain't going to see him at the pulpit talking about people because they ain't doing what he wants them to do. Or maybe they're prophetic and they're about to leave the church and they've just been talking about him over the pulpit because they butt hurt. No. That's not leadership. Okay? That's somebody pouting because they can't get their way. Amen? Hallelujah. Here's another definition of leadership. A central task of leadership is influencing God's people towards God's purpose. Towards God's purpose, not man's purpose, not the pastor's purpose, not the apostle's purpose, not the bishop's purpose, but God's purpose. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Thirdly, a Christian leader is one who leads and lives in exemplary spiritual life, a spiritual visionary he is. Amen? And he has the ability to coordinate or influence others in the church for God's purpose, present and future. You see, because God has a purpose today, but in a vision, you can see a little bit further down the road. So he's setting things up for today, and he's setting things up for down the line. This is leadership. Amen? Number four. Now, not everyone who holds a leadership position is truly a leader. Okay? Some are elected by popularity, while others volunteer or ask to fill a position. Okay? So there are people that aren't called to leadership, but they're fulfilling leadership that needs to take place in the church. Okay? Amen. Glory be to God. Now, before we let's clear something up real quick. You are the church. God stated this in the Old Testament. He said his Spirit would be in a building. But now the building, the temple, is you. And so he is in you. So what happens when we assemble, the church comes together inside of a building. Okay, we need to understand that, because people talk about, I'm going to church. No, you're not going to church. You are the church. So I'm going to take the church to the building because you are the church. Amen. And so what you're doing is you're coming together with other parts of the body. So when y'all come together, the body is in the building. Elvis has hit the building. Jesus, hey, glory be to God. Listen, leadership. There's some leaders that don't know they're leaders. David didn't know he was a king. They didn't treat him like a king. He was out there with the sheep, While everybody's in the house eating good, he's back there with the sheep, fighting bears and lions and out there in the cold, making sure the sheep are okay. Everybody inside the house sleeping comfortably. Amen. But when the prophet came and said, there's a king in this house, and he went through, and see, the cold thing about it is everybody knew that he was, the prophet was coming to town to deem the new king. But David was too busy with the sheep and talking to God and making melodies to God and loving on God and all this stuff. The prophet said, wait a minute. Now, these are all your kids, right? And the dad said, yeah. He totally forgot about David. Totally forgot about him. Now, what am I saying? If you're one of them throwaway type of folks like I was, you know, just kind of throw to the curb, you know, don't think that you ain't good enough to be a king. You are a king. And the reason why you're a king is because the enemy been at your life all your life, because he knows if you ever catch wind of who you really are, oh, he's a done dollar. Amen. You see, we get so caught up with the things that we have done. But see, God doesn't look at us as what we've done. He looks at us as what he created. You don't look at a fork and say, well, look at this screwdriver. No, it's a fork, and the fork has a purpose. So God sees us for the purpose that he created us for. And he sees us through his son who died upon the cross for us. So he sees us righteous. Amen. Hallelujah. See, what we need to do is we need to start looking at ourselves the way God looks at us and stop looking at ourselves the way the world looks at us. See, the world tries to program us and tell us we this, we that. And then we got peer pressure telling us we this, we that. And then you got them cats, you know, in elementary school that want to crack jokes and talk about your ears and your nose and all this and that and the third. And now you think you're ugly. The devil is a lie. That's all that is, the devil. Hallelujah. God don't make no junk. Everything God makes is beautiful. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn with me to chapter 4 of Matthew in verse 19. Chapter 4 and verse 19. We have to realize and understand that God has called some folks. He's called some folks. Just like Jesus. Jesus called the apostles. Amen. He called them. Amen. Let me get back there. My thing here and went all sideways on me. Okay. Matthew chapter 4 in verse 19. All right. And this is what it reads here. Let's go up to 18. We'll go up to 18 and read down to 19. Amen. Hallelujah. So it says this. And Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Okay, let's go down to 20. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. Jesus said to them, follow me. And they left their nets and followed him. But the Bible says that it says straightway their nets and followed him. What they basically mean by that is leaving all. They left everything. They left their families. They left their occupation. They left whatever was in the boat. They just went and followed him. Amen. So leaving all is required of all men and is an idiom of putting God first in life. So my question is this: have you left everything? Listen, Abram was told by God to leave his family, leave everything and go where I tell you to go. Okay? Jesus is saying follow. Now see, Abram didn't have anyone to follow. He just had to hear the voice of God to direct him. But Jesus, being in the physical form, or God in the physical form, in flesh on the earth, said follow. And they let down everything. Everything. They let everything go. People of God, this is what we are called to do, because this is a command. It's a command. When God says, follow me, he says, follow me. Let everything go. Your old life, your old ways, your old behaviors, all that stuff got to go. And it's going to take time. It's a process. But you have to be willing in your heart to let it all go. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go on down to chapter 19 of Matthew. Chapter 19 of Matthew. And we're going to read 27 through 30. 27 through 30. That's Matthew, Matthew chapter 19, verse 27. We're going to read down to 30. Amen. Hallelujah. And it reads this. Then answered Peter and said unto him, behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? Okay, now I'm going to stop right there real quick. So Peter, you know, Peter's one of those type of cats. He's like, man, Peter didn't hold back nothing. Peter was a true sailor. He had an anger. Peter was one of them cats. Amen. So he would always ask questions. He's like, okay, I done left everything, man. So what's in it for me? Is basically what he's saying. Amen. And in verse 28, it says, and Jesus said unto him, verily, I say unto you, that ye which have followed me. Okay? Now, this is the promise, y'all. This is the promise. He said, ye that has followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Okay? And everyone that hath forsaken, now listen, now this is y'all, this is us. Everyone that has forsaken, now you know what that forsaken means? Left. Okay? Their houses, left their brethren, left their sisters, left their fathers, left their mothers, left their wives or children or land for my sake, for my name's sake, shall receive an hundredfold and shall inherit everlasting life. So what have you given up? What have you given up? See, this is the issue, people. See, we're coming into a time to where we're going to have to make a decision. We're going to have to give up some stuff. You know, I'm not going to say it's the vaccine. But I don't know, but, you know, there's going to come a time where it's going to be, you're either going to do this or you're not going to be able to buy or sell, okay? So if you can't buy or sell, you know what that means? That means you can't eat. That means you can't live in your home, you know, because you ain't making no money. So your home is gone, the car is gone, everything's gone. So are you willing to forsake your house? Are you willing to forsake your brethren because you live for God and they want to be a part of this new normal? Amen. Hallelujah. Are your sister, your father, your wife, your mother, your children? Amen. Are you willing to forsake it all for God? People of God, I'm telling you, it may not be in our lifetime, maybe in our kids' lifetime, but we're going to have to make a decision sometime. And it's closer than what we think. Amen? It's closer than what we think. Verse 30 says this, but many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Amen? See, our rewards for full consecration, this is full consecration right here, when you forsake everything. That's full consecration to God. Amen. What are you holding on to? What are you holding on to? We're talking about leadership. Now, you want to be a leader, amen, by God's standards, not by man's standards. Because, see, man, they don't look at stuff like this. They just say, you want to be a leader? Cool. You want to be a leader? Oh, you went to school for you went to seminary school? Cool. No, that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Amen. The Bible says that the Spirit of God is the teacher of truth. So why are we going to man to sit in a classroom to take notes from a man? Amen. When we need to be in our hiding place with a word, with the Bible, listen to the Spirit of God and taking notes from the Spirit of God that has all truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. Y'all came for the truth. I'm going to give it to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Go to Luke chapter 14. Read verse 31 to 33. Luke chapter 14. Chapter 14, verse 31 and 33. Y'all better call somebody, tell somebody they better come on this line, get some of this real. If they're trying to be a leader by God's standards so you could be blessed abundantly. Amen. Don't be one of these half-butt leaders walking around here, you know, all happy because you're a leader by man's standards, but you ain't even touching God's standards. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Luke 14, 31 through 33. Here we go. Are what king is going to make war against another king? Sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000. Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassage and desireth conditions of peace. So likewise, whoever so he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. That's Jesus. That's in red. Y'all see the red in your Bible? Amen. If you're colorblind, that is red. Okay, listen, if you don't forsake all, you can't be his disciple. This is what Jesus says. People of God, I'm trying to help you. If you are looking at leadership, if you are wanting to walk in leadership in the church, amen, you must forsake all things. Listen, the Levites didn't get no land. They got nothing. They didn't get nothing. Nothing. Everything that they got from the other tribes in a tithe that they would give to them for their livelihood. They stayed in the temple. They lived in the temple. They didn't get what everybody else got. Amen? We are to let everything go so that God can be our supplier. Our supplier. And he will supply us through the vessels on the earth. Amen. He'll prick somebody's heart and say, give him $10,000. Give him a free car. Give him your house. Jesus didn't own nothing. Everything he got was borrowed. Amen. So if God would do it for him, do you think he would not do it for one of his sons? We're talking about leadership, people. See, we got to qualify. We can't just walk into this thing. We got to have our minds right. We got to have our hearts right. Amen. And see, you ain't gonna come in right, but we got to shift. We got to allow the Spirit of God to come in and shift. The Bible says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. So we come in, and we're just willing to be transformed. Throw me in the washing machine. Let me jiggle and wiggle for a little while. And then put me in the dryer so my hair can get all, yeah. Come on now. You know what I'm saying. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Christ demands us to give up all in order to be his disciple. Now, listen, people, for real, this is for real. What is it you're holding on to? Let it go. You're holding on to people? You're holding on to places? You're holding on to things. Don't let these people, places, and things hold you up from being everything that God has called for you to be. Amen? Hallelujah. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. Hallelujah. Follow me. See, now, Christ has left the scene. He's on the right-hand side of the Father, so we can't follow Christ because he's interceding on our behalf. You know, when you do something wrong, you know, he's sitting there whispering in God's ear. You know, I already paid for that when I was on the cross. So, you know, it's all cleared up. Amen. So his spirit is on the earth. Amen. But we can't see the spirit of God. Hallelujah. He's in us all. Amen. But what God will do is he will have a leader come and connect with you. Amen. Hallelujah. So we must be obedient to the ones that we are following. See, what we'll do, see, God will bring people into our life, some for a season and some for a lifetime. Hallelujah. Don't get it twisted, because sometimes what happens is we don't want to let go when it's a season. Amen. See, when you become that leader, see, you got to understand that you get them, you help them to grow, and then they got to go. You see, but what happens is leaders want to hold on. And the season is over. Let them go. Don't get into your emotions. And it hurts because you create a bond, a relationship. But it's joy because they're going on to do the work of God. Hallelujah. Of what he's called them to do. Amen. And guess what? They got your DNA in them because you mentored them. Amen. They may sound like you. Hallelujah. They may move like you. Hallelujah. Because sons and daughters of the father and the mother, they have traits. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We must discern the spirit of leaders, though. Listen now. We must discern the spirit of leaders that are leading us into our purpose. We got to do this, y'all, because not every leader is a leader. Amen. Not every leader is a leader. Turn with me to the third book of John, chapter 1 and 11. We're not talking about St. John. We're going all the way to the end of the book. The third John, chapter 1 and verse 11. And it reads, "Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God." Now, this is the word of God. So you see these leaders slipping and dipping, sleeping with the sheep, doing all kind of crazy stuff. An undercover brother, you know what I'm saying? He ain't seen God. And that's not a good leader to follow. Because you want to make sure that you're obedient and submitting to someone that's going to lead you and fill you with things of the Spirit of God, not things of the spirit of Satan. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, you have many leaders teaching, hallelujah, their understudies, hallelujah, how to what do you call that? I just want to put it like this: get money. And see, it's not about getting money. It's about souls. It's about souls. Amen. See, God is a God that will fulfill all of your needs according to his riches. So why I got to sit up here and pump and prime and dig deep into people's pockets and all this crap? I ain't got to do all that stuff. Y'all that know, we don't We don't ask it. We don't ask for money.
Oh, yeah. And if you've been blessed by this, you know, you can.
No, we don't do all that because God's going to bless us. We did God's work and God is going to. Man, come on. But now the Bible does say, you know, that, you know, but I don't, you know, I'm not going to go there. But, you know, be a cheerful giver. And being cheerful, a cheerful giver is this. A person will say, you know what? I'm just going to bless these guys and get them. You know, you ain't heard nothing from me. It's something that came from you. That's giving cheerfully. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got a whole nother thing about that. Anyway, that's for another time, another season. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen. Listen, listen, listen. You must discern the spirit of the leader that is leading you into your purpose, because you want to make sure that you hit your purpose, that you don't miss your purpose, amen, by being misled and picking up traits and habits that ain't got nothing to do with the kingdom of God, amen, amen. Yeah, you don't want to pick up no religious spirit, boy, I'm telling you, man, because a religious spirit will run into a Jezebel spirit, and then you know what you got? My God, call it what you want to. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Listen. Listen, listen, listen. To follow in this case has two meanings. Not two meanings, but there's two actions that take place. One is to come near. To follow is to come near. So when you come near to the glory, guess what? Things begin to drop off. Sin begins to drop off. Behavior begins to drop off. Your mindset shifts because you're getting closer to the light. Amen. Hallelujah. And then it's to come up. Amen. So you elevate. Amen. So as you go higher, you're dealing with more demonic activity, different spirits, and things nature, you see. So what you're doing is you're drawing closer, and as you draw closer, you're going higher, because as you draw closer, you're getting closer to the light, you're coming more into the things of God, and with that, you have more power from the Spirit of God to go higher to battle the devils, hallelujah, at the level where you're at. Amen? Now listen to this. Don't let somebody call you something that you ain't, because they're going to try to put you somewhere that you ain't ready for. And believe me, they got demons, hallelujah, at higher levels that will wear you out. Have you waking up all kind of times of the night, having you going crazy in your head. You can't think straight. Amen. Don't let people put you somewhere. Amen. Listen, it don't matter if you're a toe. It don't matter if you're a fingernail. You are in the body of Christ. That's all that matters. It don't matter if you're the big head. Or you the torso or the thigh. You ain't got to be big. It ain't about big. It ain't about small. It's about kingdom. Amen. Glory be to God. Yes, Abba. So you better ask somebody. Hallelujah. Let's see. You're to be followers of your leader as he is being led by Christ. Now, you hear that? You are to follow. You are to follow. You are to follow your leader. You know, when you were a kid, did you ever play follow the leader? You know, when they put the hand up, everybody put their left hand up. If you didn't put your left hand up because you didn't know your left from your right, you put your right hand up, then you was out the game. Amen? So if you weren't good at that game, you're going to have a hard time in this one. Follow your leader. But before you follow, discern the spirit. Make sure that he's going to lead you down the right path. Amen. And if you know he's taking you down the right path, man, you better do everything. Man, listen, go to 1 Corinthians 11:1 real quick. Real quick. We're going to go there real quick and see what they're talking about, what was going on over here. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, it says, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. So what this is telling me is this, is that if you
If I'm not following Christ, then you shouldn't follow me. There's many leaders that y'all following that y'all shouldn't, because they ain't following Christ. They may look like it, but see, when you understand the motive and the heart, see, that's where you got to look at the motive and the heart. Now, if the motive and the heart is lining up with Christ, then follow that. But if not, man, you better run for the border. See, I'm trying to help somebody here. Amen. Because if you want to be a true leader of God, hallelujah, you must forsake all and submit and obey the leader that is leading you. Amen. Submit and obey to your leader. Amen. Go to Hebrews 13 and 17 real quickly. See, I like backing things up with the word of God. That way you can't say, oh, well, Apostle Baxter said this. No, Apostle Baxter didn't say nothing. I just went straight to the word here. So we're going to go to Hebrews 13 and verse 17 and see what he got to say about obey and submit. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Obey and submit. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 17. Glory be to God. Here we go. It says, obey them that have the rule over you. Okay? Obey them that have the rule over you. Mm-hmm. And submit yourselves, for they watch over your soul, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable to you. It's unprofitable to you. So you got to realize one thing. That leader that is looking over you, that leader that is looking over you, he's guarding your soul. He's guarding your soul. He's praying over you. He's blocking and taking hits on your behalf. Amen. Amen. To see you grow and become stronger and to become the warrior that you're called to be, to where now you can stand and you can come against those things that are coming against you. You remember when you first got into the things of God and you turn the lights off and you see all kind of demons all in you, and you open your eyes up, oh my God, you know what I'm saying? And you could, and you know, and then you're calling people, oh, pray for them, oh my God, you know. But now you done grew up, you're matured a little bit, you can fight them things now. But see, during that time, you know, a true leader would have been interceding for you. Amen. Hallelujah. We up all times of the night praying for our sons and daughters and other folks and this, that, and the third. Amen. God wakes us up. Oh, my God. It's crazy, y'all. It's crazy. But it's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Listen. Obey and submit to your leaders. They watch over you. A true leader watches over you. Your physical, your spiritual, as well as your mental. You know, when you're going through something and got you all beat up in the head and you don't know what to do, your leader should be there for you. When you're having health issues, your leader should be there for you. Amen. When there's a demonic attack taking place, your leader should be there for you, because they watch over you. They watch over you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're almost done. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter what you have done in your life. His word will not return to him void. You understand that? It don't matter what you've done. You could have been a prostitute. You could have been slinging on poles. You could have been smoking crack like I was. You could have been whatever. Whatever. But see, God called you. He purposed you. And if God said that this is who you are and this is your purpose upon the earth and this is what you're going to do, it's going to take everything. It's going to take a lot to prevent you from reaching that goal. If God has put that on your life, amen, it will not return to him void. Amen. So never think that if somebody says, you know, you are called by God,
you are XYZ. Because, see, I remember when they said, hey, you're a prophet. I was like, man, I don't know what you're talking about. You got the wrong guy. Because I don't look like no Elijah, no Elisha. I know they lived a life not like mine. Because, see, I was, you know. But I come to understand that was in that time and this is in this time. Amen. Hallelujah. And I had to go through everything that I went through so I can have some compassion for those that are going through what I've been through, so that I can go back and share with them what I've been through and what I'm going through today and what got me from A to B. Amen. Hallelujah. Me and my wife, we say we just double back and get them. You know what I'm saying? Double back and get them. We don't just leave them. We double back and get them. If we see them, we're going to get them. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to leave your brother down, wounded. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Look at Peter. Peter was called the rock that the church was going to be built on. But he lied and said he didn't know Christ. He didn't lie once. He didn't lie twice. He lied three times. See, he didn't know Christ. I don't know him. You got me twisted, man. I don't mess with him. You see? But then when he seen Christ being told it off, Christ looked him in his eyes and he just, But look at what he did in the book of Acts. He was the rock. He was the foundation. He set the foundation of the church. Amen. Well, he didn't set the foundation. Let me take that back. He completed the foundation. Christ set the foundation, but he began to build on that foundation. Amen. Glory be to God. Listen, Paul, he was killing Christians. He was taking them out. He was standing right there when they took Stephen's head off. Amen. Glory be to God. But look, he ended up writing a third of the Bible. Amen. Glory be to God. Listen, Moses just upright killed an Egyptian, trying to show his people that, you know, I'm for y'all. I'll kill him. You know. But then when he went back to try to break up his brother say, hey, you going to kill us like you did? You know, but look at what he do. He came back and set the captives free. Amen. Glory be to God. We are not what we have done. God only sees the good in us and the purpose he created us for. The only reason why this is because he's looking at us through his son who died for our sins, who shed his blood, that God can look at him and see all of us. Amen. Glory be to God. That's it for tonight. I just want to thank God, hallelujah, for showing up and showing out. I really hope, hallelujah, that you guys really got something out of this. I really hope you got something out of this. Because we here at MBKI, we want to produce true leaders. True leaders. Amen. To where when you leave out of here, that you go out and you do, thus says the Lord, by the word. Not by man, not by me, but by the word of God. Amen. Because that's where the power is at. The power. See, that's why we don't see no power. Because everybody's doing things their way. But when you do things Christ's way, Christ shows up and he shows out. Let me tell you, I got a report, y'all. So hey, for all y'all that my aunt, she was on life support a couple weeks ago. And I told my cousin, I said, Spirit of the Lord is going to have her up and out of that joint on Monday. So Monday came around, she woke up, came out for that life support. Everything was good. So I said, Monday, she's going to be walking out, right? So hit me up today, and he says that she's going through therapy. Amen. She's going through therapy. You know, I don't know if it's, you know, walking or what it is, but all I know is this, that this coming Monday, she's going to be walking about that joint. Amen. See, one of those Mondays was for the Father. The last Monday was for Christ. And this next Monday is for the Holy Ghost that's going to walk her up out of that thing. Amen. So y'all can come join us next week. Amen. And I'll let you know how she walked up out of the hospital from being on life support. God will do it. God will do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, y'all, I thank you for tuning in. And join us every morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, noontime Eastern, 11 Central Standard Time for the word of the day. How many of you know God got a word for you every day? Amen. Come join us. Get your word for the day. Be blessed by the best. Amen. Hallelujah. Remember this. Walk by faith, not by sight. We love you here at NBKI. Hallelujah. And we'll see you real soon. God bless you.